Today on Local Matters, we walk. We put on our gender glasses and join the association Kezia for a memory walk in Luxembourg City. The aim is to see how women are portrayed in public spaces. Over the decades and centuries, men have claimed most of the public space for them. Squares and street names honor the accomplishments of local politicians, entrepreneurs and artists. Statues depict the merits of generals, kings and dukes. Women are mostly invisible throughout history and therefore don't have their heads shown on the city's town hall square, because public space is shaped by history. To change this lack of women in public spaces, the National Women's Council, CNFL, has initiated the campaign Les Rues au Féminin to name more streets after women. Wherever a street name needs to be changed or where new streets are built, naming them after women is considered nowadays. The CNFL has set up a register of women who have accomplished relevant things for Luxembourg. Women like Aline Meirisch, who fought for girls' education in Luxembourg, have their name on there. Marguerite Thomas-Clément was the first female member of parliament in 1919. Women who have accomplished great things in sports like Elsie Jacobs are on the list and have streets named after them now. While the Women's Council's initiative goes on and steadily increases the proportion of streets named after women, the association Kezia focuses on art in public spaces. The project You Are brings young people from Luxembourg and Italy together to explore how women are depicted in public spaces. In Italy, only 5% of all statues are women, Chiara Crozio, one of the project leaders, says.
Who are these women? Because in Italy, mostly the statues are of Madonnas, Santas, or naked women, or supporting men. And this affects our awareness on how we can be in society.
Those statues of women that exist don't show real historical figures, but rather depict the concept of a woman. The woman as the mother of the nation, as the protector of all fighters, something symbolic. They show women kneeling next to men as their supporters, women nurturing babies, or they are depicted naked. The situation for women in Luxembourg is slightly better, the most famous statue being a woman who wears a dress. Nevertheless, the lack of female statues around the city is obvious. The memory walk proposed by Kezia starts in the garden of the Villa Vauban. A dozen young people have joined to participate in the walk. A couple of them, who are active participants of the exchange project, have prepared short presentations on the female figures we meet during this walk. The first one is called Nana. The colorful sculpture is an artwork of the French sculptor Niki de Saint-Fel. It shows a joyful woman with wings pouring wine. For one of the participants, Brina, the statue is special, depicting a joyful, vibrant woman. Also, the artist impresses her.
I thought it was really crazy how important or significant and interesting the life of this artist was, because I didn't know about her before, but she was in the center of it. She grew up in New York. She had like a really awful childhood, which then, because it was so focused on her role as a woman, as a submissive woman in a man's society, to be a wife. You know, she was sexually assaulted by her father. She then ended up marrying this guy at 18 just to get away from New York, to get away from her family. And then he cheated on her. So she did not feel like her place as a woman was at all good for her. And so she decided to make a bunch of art about that. Art that was really, really, I'd say, just, we don't see so much of it from that time period. You know, she was inspired by Klee, by Picasso, by Matisse. If you look at these artists who were, you know, the modernist artists, they were not feminists at all. They were awful to women. They were awful, awful, awful to women. You see Picasso's representations of women, they're all very, very sexualized. And there are so many female artists from that time that make similar art that then get swept under the rug. And I think she's one of them, because why have I not heard about her when I live here, when she's so interesting, so important, and we have her statue here? Like, I knew about the statue, so why didn't I know about her?
Brina was responsible for the presentation on this sculpture. She's from Slovenia but has been living in Luxembourg for years. She participates in the UR project.
So I thought, first of all, the thing that drew me to it was that it was a participation between Slovenia, Luxembourg, Italy, because also my dad grew up in Italy, so it's like the three countries, that my three nationalities. And then I thought it was interesting because it was about art, and I'm really interested in art, and I'm interested in just raising awareness for social problems, which this is a social problem, the fact that there is a lack of female representation in Luxembourg, in public spaces, in art in Luxembourg, even though we do have the funds for it.
The group walks to the next statue, through the park to Princess Amalia. She stands on the platform overseeing the water fountain and the freshly planted tulips in the direction of the city centre. Princess Amalia is Luxembourg's first ever monument honouring a woman. Many people at the time opposed the initiative because she was a woman and because she wasn't born into the Grand Ducal family. The city of Luxembourg erected it in 1876. Princess Amalia of Saxe-Weimar-Eisenach was the wife of Prince Henry of the Netherlands. And that's what she is remembered for, if at all. The statue was erected to honor her dedication to charity and the Luxembourgish people, but the name plaque on the site doesn't say any of this. It's just a name. Kira is one of the participants who researched on the Princess Amalia statue.
When I did come here first, I was walking around and I was actually walking with my boyfriend. He asked me, he was like, oh, who's that statue of? And I feel like I'd be something kind of inclined to history now, but would know things. And I was like, I have actually no idea. So I went back and I researched it. And even online, it's really hard to find information. Like, as much as there's like articles and everything, the actual stories in comparison to like a lot of other men, is like, it's really, really hard, difficult to find. And again, yeah, I'm so taken aback by the fact that the statue itself has no plaque or any, like, you know, it is just like Henry's wife, so I think that, or Princess Henry's partner, whatever it is, on it, that doesn't have any information about her life. So I did think that was really interesting, and the fact that the research was hard as well was interesting to me as well.
Kira and Pia are both from Ireland. They spent an Erasmus year in Luxembourg. Researching gender representation in Luxembourg's public space got them to thinking about the issue in Ireland as well.
We definitely have like hundreds of statues to men. Like I can think of like a good few off the top of my head just in our own city, which is quite small. But definitely when it comes to women, absolutely under. And it's interesting because we do have a lot of famous Irish women that are like very influenced historically. I can think in Dublin, like I really can't even think of anything in Dublin that like, but there's a million men.
We have, so like our history, like we have a 1916 Easter Rising, which is really important in Irish history. So we have one statue dedicated to one female, Countess Markievicz.
That, yeah.
So that's the only statue we have for literally any of the female heroes of that time. There's probably like one or two maybe in Cork.
I think it's the same issue of kind of similar to Gellifrey, where it's like not an actual woman. It's a kind of represent, like, yeah. Ireland's represented by a woman. Like I'm thinking of the town I'm from. There's a ship tragedy, and it's like an angel woman got like over these men. We do have one of a woman that emigrated on like a few years ago. Annie Moore statue. She's emigrant from Ireland. But again, it's very small. It's not in the square. It's like, you know, to the side, you have to go find it. We don't have like a lot of documented Irish women, especially in politics. Like it's very actually influential, a lot of influential women in Irish history, but definitely not represented in any of the cities or anything.
Yeah, I think,
and the famine statues as well. So
there was a great famine in the 1840s in Ireland. So a few of those victims are like the statues for the victims are depicted as women, but it's always a woman with a child. Like the men will, you know, there'll be big statues of men, and then the woman and the child are like in the background of it. Yeah. So you know, it's actually something we should really consider a lot more in Ireland.
I think
we
don't
talk about it enough at all.
Yeah. We've a lot of religious statues actually. I was like, we have a lot of grottos and Virgin Mary statues and a lot of Catholicism, but not actually women, like real life women who shouldn't be represented, I think.
The walk brings us further. We pass the crowded Grande Rue, the Place Guillaume II, in front of the town hall, and walk towards Luxembourg's most famous statue, the Golden Lady. The Monument of Remembrance honors the sacrifices of all the Luxembourgers who volunteered to fight for the Allied powers during both World Wars and the Korean War.
I'm guessing, I don't think it's a head, I think it's a helmet or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure though. No, do you guys know?
We passed the monument of Luxembourg's favorite Grand Duchess Charlotte on Place Clairefontaine and finished the walk in the Grund next to the River Alzette, where the mythical figure of Melusina, according to the legend, jumped into the river because her husband didn't respect her needs. That's at least the moral of this story, known to every child growing up in Luxembourg. For us, the walk finishes here. For the participants, it's part of a larger project. You are organized by Cassia. Some of the activities, such as this walk, are open for the public. Others are places of exploration and reflection for the young participants.